As I mentioned, Mem Vav, finishing up, Sif Gimel, says the Rama. V'chein im ha-tikra rechava harbev ein la-machitos minat stadim. If the tikra, if you have an overhang or something like that outside of the doorway, and it is very wide, but it doesn't have machitos on the side, just has, let's say, poles coming down or no poles coming down, it's an overhang. So then that area has the status of the area which it's in, whether it's a karmelis or a sarabim. V'chein begagin shalanu ha-boltim lifnei habatim. Dinam kirshus shalifnehem. So to our roofs, says the Rama, which stick out from in front of the homes, they also have the status of the karmelis or the shusharav, depending on the area that it's in. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to carry from that area into the house because there are no mechitzos there. The Be'er Halacha quotes Vilna Gaon, who says that even if there were mechitzos, our roofs, which are slanted, so then you cannot apply the rule of Pi Tikra Yorid Vesosim to say that this would create its own area, its own domain. Even if there's an overhang, if it's slanted, it wouldn't work anyway. The Taz, according to the Mishnah Berurah, points out that many people make a mistake and they think that the overhang extending over the front of the house would be considered a valid Pi Tikra. And the area would, you would imagine as though the front of the overhang goes down to create its own mechitza. And they think that the overhang acts to enclose the area as a rishus hayacha, where you'd now be allowed to carry from under the overhang into the home. However, the Taz says that the overhang doesn't work for Pi Tikra, even if the overhang goes out more than four tefachim. So since there are no vertical mechitzas extending down on either side, it doesn't work. And therefore, the Taz says what you would have to do is you would have to have poles in the front of the overhang and poles right next to the door. So you'd have to have four poles extending below the overhang in order for it to be made its own Rishus Hayachid. Even if you have those overhangs that are built on a slope, as we said from the Vilna Gaon, is not valid Pi Tikra anyway. So carrying into the house from under the overhang, if it doesn't have four poles, is going to be problematic. And that's what he said. The best thing to do, if you want to open the door with a key, so the best thing to do is to take out the key, turn it, and then take it out before opening the door. The other eitza is, if you open the door just a little bit, but it still hasn't swung open, it's still in that same area of the doorway, so then you can take the key out also. As we discussed, if you have a key belt or something like that, so then the halacha would be easier as long as you're able to extend it as it's still attached to the belt. Simin Shin Mem Zayin Al Eza Hotzah Chayv Min HaTorah. Sif Alef Min HaTorah Eino Chayv El Kshaoker Chivitz Meshus HaYachid V'Yinicha B'Shus HaRabim El Ipcha. Midoraisa, you're only chayv if you take something from Meshus HaYachid and put it in Meshus HaRabim, or vice versa. And the Chaver is going to continue to explain that on a Doraisa level, if you just put your hand in or something like that, it's not going to be chayv. We'll discuss that next time. But the point is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's called a complete malacha if you pick it up in one area and put it down in another area. There needs to be an akira and an anacha by the same person. If you do the akira and the other person does the anacha, or vice versa, you only do half the malacha, so you're not going to be chayv on a Torah level. It's only going to be us or me darbanan. Shema, you'll come to do a full malacha. What is an akira? An akira is not just picking it up from the ground, but even if you pick it up from on top of something, like you have something on your clothing and you pick it up off your clothing or something like that, that's also going to be called an akira, because the fact that it was in your pocket means it was placed down already. So too, if there's a chefetz that was in your hand in the Rosh Hashayachid from Erev Shabbos and you took put your hand outside and you left it there, you're also going to be chayev. You're also going to be chayv in that case as well, because yado is kigufo dami.